music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Welcome to the studio now, Ciara Sadlier from the Northside Partnership. Good morning, Ciara.
Hi, John. Thanks a million for having us in.
No, thank you very much for coming in. We're going to talk about the Volunteer Celebration Day and other events, but before that, do you want to give a quick explanation?
Yeah, so just in case you haven't heard of Northside Partnership, we're a local development company. We started here in Coolock 26 years ago, and we also now have offices in Darndale and Kilbarrack and the inner city in Amien Street. So when we started in 1991, the main aim of the work of the partnership was to help people get into work. So we have an employment program. So if people are looking to get back to work or get a better job, they can come into us. And we can help them with that. And then we have education programs for people who are looking to get into further education, and also helping students from junior and leaving cert, basically to help them to complete the next level of their education. And then we other do stuff like we work with local community groups, and we have a health program. So we have smoking cessation, so people are looking to stop smoking or learn how to cook. Lots of different programs. So you can look us up at northsidepartnership.ie and give us a call if there's anything that catches your eye.
Okay, now we're talking about events. The first one, I think, and a very important one, is the volunteer.
Yeah, so yesterday was International Volunteer Day. So we wanted to celebrate the volunteers who support Northside Partnership. And there's so many volunteers in every community group in North Dublin. But the one particular group that we wanted to help celebrate was within our jobs club. So our jobs club is a 2-week program for people who are looking to get back into work. So for 2 weeks you come in and you get training in preparing your CV and interview prep and you know, kind of motivation and helping you with your confidence and that kind of thing. We also connect you with local employers. So, and we have over 30 volunteers who have come into us. Some of them have been with us for more than 3 years, and they give up their time completely voluntarily and come in and talk to us about, you know, let's say cutting edge interview techniques, what employers are looking for these days. They also come in and do kind of mock interviews and a whole host of things. And we just wanted to say a big thank you to them. So we'll be doing that on Friday in Kish House on Greendale Road in Kilbarrack. And
this Friday, yeah?
This Friday at 12:30, yeah. And so we'd like to thank all the local companies who have helped us with that celebrations, like Cadbury and Butlers. They've helped us by giving us some hampers and that kind of thing to make it a great special day and to thank the volunteers. It's much broader than Northside Partnership, you know.
Yeah.
Sports clubs and smaller community groups, they what volunteers do is vital to their existence, and I think all community groups should be celebrating volunteers this week.
Yes, so I interview an awful lot of NGOs and charities and stuff like that, and I say 99% of them wouldn't function without volunteers.
Absolutely, yeah, and there's a lot of expectation how much volunteers give. I also have a role as a community grant writer in Northside Partnership, so I help community groups to apply for funding, and that's when I can really see how valuable volunteers are. Like, I was in a boxing club a few weeks ago, and it's been running for 30 years just purely with volunteers who give up 6 hours of their time every week to help children from their area, you know, with very little thanks from their community. Or
was that Glynn?
There's a one in Kilbarrack.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's one of 100, you know.
Yeah.
So it's incredible what's going on in the community that you don't really know, and that you don't know how much time people are giving up for free and how much energy and how important it is.
So. It is. It's very, very important. And the volunteers, you can't say enough about them because, as you said, they're giving up their own time free of charge and they're helping, like the boxing club. They're taking young kids in off the street.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's not even their own kids or, you know, they might not even live in the area anymore, but it's important to them. And they're in that particular boxing club, they're producing global champions in a you know, in a setting which it's not a high tech setting or anything, you know, just a community hall that they convert into a boxing club every third day. So people are unbelievable.
It is fantastic. Yeah. And there's soccer teams as well, and people go down to and stand at football pitches in the cold and looking after the kids.
What amazes me as well is you know, in kind of formal community organisations, we work hard to make sure that the people that we are supporting, that, you know, let's say there's a diversity and that we're helping people from different target groups, and we work really hard to do that. But in sports groups in particular, I think they're supporting loads of different people without even realising that it's something that people work hard to do. So at that boxing club, there was people with disabilities, there was young girls, there was people from the travelling community, there was a migrant community, you know, and they were all together, and there was nothing, it wasn't created that way, it just happened that way, and it's vital. Yeah. It was so important to the community, and it's all volunteers.
Yeah, you hear great stories. There's great stories out there, and people, as you said, people don't realise how many volunteers are actually giving up their time to help the local community.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic. I just want to pop back to the Jobs Club.
Yeah,
if I can.
Absolutely.
You were talking about the people that you help get into the work. Are you talking about school leavers, or are you talking about, say, a housewife has raised her children and wants to get back into it?
So, I mean, we run a few different employment programs at Northside Partnership, depending on how ready somebody is to get back to work. So there's the local employment service. So if somebody has been unemployed for many years, or they might not have a high level of education, or they're nervous about going back into the job market, they can come in to us and we can direct them into the right service to help them. But at the Jobs Club, that's for people who are pretty much ready to go. Their motivation is high, they want to get a job, and what they just need is somebody to help them with their CV, identify the right job for them, and help them with the interview prep. So that's what the Jobs Club is. So it's a 2 week program that people can go through, and there's a really high success rate of people. About 50% of people who come to the Jobs Club last year went on to get jobs.
That's great.
Yeah.
And do you think the jobs market is getting any better?
Yes, it's definitely more buoyant, and it's people are. Certainly, what we're finding since the end of the recession is there's fewer, not that we have fewer people coming into us, but that there's more people getting jobs. So it's definitely, and I also think people are more, a lot of people are going back into education and so on, so they've got better qualifications maybe than they did 10 years ago.
So that's a stepping stone into employment,
And
now there's other things coming up as well.
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to tell you about was a really exciting initiative that's a collaboration between Northside Partnership and DCU. So in North Dublin, only 5%, now I don't know where this statistic is from, but it's only 5% of teachers in North Dublin are from the area that they teaching. So this can kind of, there's a few things that this causes difficulties. One of them is that students don't have role models in their own community, or they can't connect with their teachers. While diversity is fantastic, it can be difficult for a teacher from, you know, West Cork to settle quickly into a school in Coolock, where there is cultural differences and there might be a, you know, maybe a lack of understanding about social situations and so on. So it is really important that there is a healthy amount of teachers in each school that are from this area. It's in education terms they call it cultural competence. So there's a lot of barriers between people in this area who would like to become teachers and getting that degree. That includes the, you know, you need to get the points for becoming a teacher is high now these days. I think it's 4, 6, 5. You need to have a certain level of Irish and you need to have a certain level of maths. And what we've done now with DCU is create these, they're called lifelong learning hubs. So we're launching the first one in Darndale at the Golden Years Centre on Friday at 12:30. And what the hubs will do, it'll be an after school kind of evening service where people who want to become teachers can come and get supports such as Irish language supports, math supports, and we will link them in with DCU. The DCU have something called an access program to help people from disadvantaged communities to get their degrees, maybe link them in with kind of scholarship programs and all that kind of thing. What we're finding since we kind of started spreading the word about it is that it's actually a lot of adult learners who are, you know, people like who are special needs assistants or who are eager to get back and get their degree in teaching. So we've got a great response, and we're really looking forward to the launch. But if there's anybody who's interested in teaching, I know it's on during school hours, but if you can get off school I've got the time wrong, it's not 12:30, it's 9:30, to come in and see what we can do to help you and have a cup of tea and a bit of cake.
And that these people that I want to be teachers, would they have to start off with a certain level of education?
No, not necessarily. We're you know, it's broad. There's what you can come in is just come in and chat to us. Lorraine Doherty is going to be the coordinator. You know, it's a pilot project. So while we did do research into what the main barriers were between people and a teaching degree, you know, we don't necessarily know exactly. Every person's going to be different. So a lot of people, they have a full-time job already, or they have childcare issues, or, you know, so it's an exploratory initiative at the minute, and we'll work with DCU to try and address any issues that come in. So there's a broad scope for support.
Childcare, you mentioned childcare there. Yeah. Childcare, it's a big issue these days, you know, the cost of childcare.
It's huge, it is very difficult. So we will be, you know, gathering all that kind of information and lobbying universities and the Department of Education and so on to get more supports for people who do want to, because teaching is a great career for people. And as I said, there's not enough teachers from North Dublin in North Dublin. We need to see more of that. So that's what we're going to be basing our advocacy on.
So that launch is in Darndale at half
at 9:30, yes.
Half 9.
So anybody who'd like to come in and just have a chat and see what we're doing. And it's going to be a celebration as well, because it's a really great initiative.
Right, so the Volunteer Celebration Day is in Kish House at 12:30.
Yeah, it's a busy day for us.
Yes, and then you'll be in Darndale for
9:30.
And there's also the education programmes and the smoking cessation programmes. So.
Yeah, exactly, and my colleague will be in on Monday, but, you know, it's with the budget having gone up and the cost of cigarettes having gone up, and this morning on the news headlines they were talking about the rate of lung cancer in Ireland.
That's right, yeah.
So if anybody is even tinkering with the idea of giving up smoking, we are here to support you. We have two great lay advocates. They're called Bernie and Michael, and we're looking to support anybody in the area. It's a free service, one-to-one or group support, whatever you need. So we'll be in again on Monday to talk about that, but it's a great time to think about giving up smoking.
Okay, Ciara.
Thanks a million, John.
Thank you very much. Across Northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.